Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
It is great to be joined in studio once again by our sports guru, shall we say, Mr.
Yes.
Adam Walski.
Ooh, hope I can live up to that.
Wow. Guru is quite
a
term.
That's a solid term.
Yes.
It is.
Adam actually travels all over the country following sports, and in this case, out of the country, or should I say out of the country, because you went to Canada recently, a Western Canadian hockey trip. My goodness.
That is true. That is true. This is my thing. Everybody has their thing.
Yeah.
This is my thing, to travel to all these different sports venues around the United States and now Canada, because I'm a big hockey fan.
Right.
And these three cities in Western Canada, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, they've just kind of been out there all these years, and I've always said, boy, I'd like to go on a trip to these three places, and finally was able to pull it off the week after Thanksgiving.
How cold was it?
Cold, but not brutally cold.
Really?
As luck would have it, had I made the trip about a week later, that would have been brutally cold.
Okay.
Because in Canada, as many of you probably know, they're metric. So they measure their temperatures in Celsius.
That's a reason not to go right there. How confusing. How the hell do you know how to dress?
Because I studied in Italy too, saying the rest of the planet, this is the only country that has. We got to start teaching kids the metric system. We really need to get on board. I think it's us in Guam who doesn't use
you with your liters of conditioner. For those who listen to the show, will understand that reference.
Yes.
So you love the metric system?
No, it's not that I love it.
What about
it just
Britain? Don't they still use the?
Fahrenheit?
Us in Britain.
Got to call the queen. No, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. No, but so for Celsius, I think you double it and you add something and then
32.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
Give or
it's
take.
It's that easy?
Yeah.
It's not exact, but it gives you at least an idea.
All I knew was that 16 degrees Celsius was 61 degrees Fahrenheit. Somewhere I knew that from somewhere, and it's the only thing that stuck in my head, thank you to the metric system.
There you go.
Okay.
But yeah, it's 0 degrees Celsius is 32 Fahrenheit.
Okay.
And you can
and
go
it goes
you
from
can,
there.
You can go from there.
And before we get all Lloyd Lindsay Young on this whole thing,
that's
here,
right.
We'll
you should
that
have brought him in on
that'll
there.
Be
yes.
Next week we'll get him
yes.
on that.
Yes.
All right. So now how long was this trip?
It was a week.
And it began in Edmonton, did it not?
I landed in Calgary.
Ah. Okay.
This is what goes into trips like this. You have to book flights and you have to book hotels and you have to figure out the schedule has to be friendly. The teams you're going to see have to all be at home. So it's not always easy to book a trip like this. But what ended up happening was I landed in Calgary, stayed in Calgary the first night, then the next day rented a car, drove to Edmonton, which is about 3 hours by car, and saw the Oilers play the Maple Leafs that night in Edmonton.
And you bought my son a hat.
I did.
Thank you very much.
I did. Yes. I remember that conversation. Yes. Because there were so many hats. I mean, what kind of hat? What color does he want? Does he want to really...
Is the gear a little less expensive out there
than
it is?
That's a very good question.
At U.S. stadiums? I mean, is it such a profit-driven thing or...
It's still going to
of
cost
course.
You, yes. But you have to remember that when I was there, the Canadian dollar is, again, not doing very well.
Ah.
So it was very friendly to people coming in from the U.S. and changing their money over. So if you factor in that rate of exchange, it was actually a fairly reasonably priced article.
Really?
Oh, okay. There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Which I offered to pay you for, which you didn't take money for. So I'm just trying to figure out how much the hat was. But you were nice enough and you bought the hat. Now, what about the food, the beverage situation? How pricey are we going there? Is it the same thing as here? I mean, ridiculously expensive. Again, is it just relative to the Canadian dollar?
I think you'll notice when you go to buy food or drinks at these Canadian arenas that there's a little bit of a price adjustment, for lack of a better term. They know where their dollar stands.
Right.
They also know that they probably get at least some visitors from the United States into their arenas.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of a price adjustment so that if you do the math in your head with the exchange rate at the time, you're thinking, okay, that's more or less what I would expect to pay at an arena.
Is the food good, though?
I didn't eat a lot at the arenas. I didn't.
The moose burger wasn't enticing?
Because it's the type of thing where...
You went for the game.
I go for the game, but I realize that a lot of people take the food at these arenas very seriously. But how much can you eat?
Yeah.
So, you go for one thing, and... oh, why didn't you have this? Why didn't you have this? Why didn't you have this?
Yeah.
And of course, if you've been to any arenas now, it's not just hot dogs, burgers, and pizza anymore.
No.
You have all these different
everything.
Options.
Because if I was going to do a sports tour, I would go to all the arenas that now have like 5-star restaurants in them somewhere.
Well, this is the thing with Edmonton's building. It's a brand new building. It's huge. And in addition to the arena, there's like a shopping area and there are restaurants.
Wow.
And what might have been a problem for me is there was a casino.
Uh-oh. So how much did you lose?
Oops.
I didn't play.
You didn't play?
I didn't
he
play.
He was there for the game.
Not
wow.
till I got, not till I got to Vancouver a few nights later.
Then you played.
Then I played. And I won.
So out of the three arenas that you went, the Rogers Place was the nicest place.
It's spectacular. Yeah. It's absolutely palatial. It's brand new. It's their first season playing there.
Right.
And when I first saw it, my immediate reaction was, boy, they could not build this in New York. It would just be too expensive. Mm-hmm. It would just be too expensive. But it's a beautiful building. Another thing that I had never seen before, they were offering flu shots.
Really?
Really?
Flu shots in the concourse.
That's that socialist health care they have up there.
That's true. That's Trudeau care up there. But no, here in New York, you know, Ed Randall was giving out prostate exams over at Yankee Stadium last year. I swear to God, he was. She cracks up like it's a joke. It's not a joke. Ed Randall, who I know, he was my backup with
Adam's
the Staten
face.
Island Yankees. He has this thing, Bat for the Cure or whatever.
Yes. I've met Ed Randall,
You would be able to go to a Staten Island Yankees game, a New York Met game, a New York Yankee game, and in between innings, as you're going to get a beer, you could stop off and get a prostate exam.
I think I'd rather have the flu shot.
Did you get the flu shot?
I did not. I already had mine.
And they didn't have prostate exams?
Not that I saw, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that was in the team store, but we missed that. So,
not where I bought your son's hat either.
Thank you. All right. Out of the three cities, which city is the most Americanized, if there is such a thing?
Americanized.
Where did you feel most at home? Where did you think, oh my God, I could be in Detroit right now? Oh my God, this could be Minneapolis right now.
So the thing is, Edmonton is not a very large city.
No. And there are moose running around the streets. That's not good.
I didn't see any of those. Oh. But if you go 5-10 minutes outside, I can't vouch for that. But a lot of these cities, you don't, unless you're there on a long-term basis,
right?
You don't always pick up the Canadian subtleties, for lack of a better term. Now, in a lot of these places, you see a Tim Hortons almost every other block, like we see a Dunkin' Donuts here. That kind of reminds you that you're in Canada. And if you walk by a post office, you see the maple leaf flying and things like that. So, of course, that will remind you where you are. But unless you're in a Montreal or a Quebec City where they're speaking French, there's not a tremendous difference.
Any differences. No.
And we went to Vancouver actually as part of our honeymoon and thoroughly enjoyed the city. It's a beautiful city. It's a metropolitan city. It's a modern city. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous.
It's a magnificent city. And I had only been to Vancouver once before, and it was for literally minutes because we started and finished an Alaska cruise there.
Minutes?
So basically,
what, you ran from a boat to a plane?
It was
pretty much.
Wow.
It was the airport onto a shuttle to the boat, and off we
and
go,
off you went.
And then do the reverse coming back. We didn't spend any time in the city, which was regrettable. I wanted to. The people I was on the cruise with didn't. So,
it's a hard knock.
And it was during the summer anyway, so there was no hockey to be seen at that time. So, but Vancouver is a magnificent city. I would caution one thing: if you're not a hockey fan, go during the summer because, like Seattle, they have a rainy season.
Yes,
right.
And if you're there during the rainy season, it can be kind of damp and dreary.
And the other thing is, you put together a sports themed trip like this, it's always important. You got to kind of go through and parse the schedules of these teams to kind of figure out how you can do it to kind of maximize your vacation dollar, your time, and be able to see as many places as you can given a week, 10 days, however long you're going to kind of bracket out for this.
Right. The schedule has to be friendly. And sometimes these teams just are not all at home at the same time, especially in hockey when it's one and done. You're not playing a series. Mm-hmm. In baseball, you're dealing with series, so those are usually easier to make the schedule work in your favor. But with hockey, it's you play once, then maybe you're off the next day, then maybe you play the day after that. You only play on average 3 to 4 times a week.
Right.
And, of course, there are road trips. Excuse me. So you
There's no coughing on the radio.
So you have
There's no coughing on the radio. You know where you caught
it's cold,
that?
It's cold
Edmonton.
Out there.
That's you probably got sick in Edmonton.
It's cold. I didn't get my flu shot.
Say,
there you go.
If you got the flu shot in between the first and second period, that cough would have never happened.
That's right.
And you would not have blemished our nationally syndicated radio
Never
program.
Mind that this trip was in November and December.
Well,
you know.
So this has been an interesting segment. It's also been interesting because as we recorded this segment, we were joined for the first time by our audience on Facebook Live.
Yes.
The video aspect is here. The secret is out. We're not bad-looking people. It's amazing. Isn't it great?
Yes. And the lights just went out.
See, you know what we'll do? Let's wrap up the radio segment, and then we'll explain to Facebook Live what's going on
here.
Yeah, because
exactly.
The radio audience kind of knows this. All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And thanks to Adam Walsky. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.